Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Berlin Tegel Airport is an institution for many residents and visitors to the German capital. But the will-they-won't-they story of its impending closure looks to have been decided once and for all. To learn more about this port's colourful past and uncertain future, here's Monocle's Kimberly Bradley.
They started in mid-May. Social media posts from old school Berliners lamenting the sudden, but not sudden, closure of Tegel, the outdated airport at the northern edge of central Berlin. Love letters to Tegel's no-frills ease, anecdotes about first flights to a once-divided city, and pictures of Tegel's well-worn concrete hallways, weary from decades of use and years of limbo, and nearly abandoned due to the lockdown slowdown. Berliners love the tiny, scruffy Tegel Airport, TXL for short, and have been expecting it to close since 2012, but also hoping it doesn't. That was the year the BER Berlin-Brandenburg Airport, a sprawling new facility past the city's eastern edge, was supposed to open, replacing Berlin's Tegel and Schönefeld airports. Supposed to is the key phrase here. BER's building had so many construction flaws that the opening was abruptly canceled. Years of CEO hirings and firings, repeated postponements, and lots of running jokes ensued. Back at Tegel, a billboard announcing its closure has hung for years, yet the old airport has stayed open, weathering uncertainty, massive increases in passenger numbers, and even the bankruptcy of anchor airline Air Berlin, whose routes were taken over by EasyJet. Now, in 2020, it seems as if TXL will finally close for good. In fact, the fixed closure date of November 8th almost got moved to June 15th. The lockdowns caused such a dramatic drop in traffic and revenue that airport management considered first a temporary two-month closure, then a permanent one. On June 13th, however, the tides turned again just in the nick of time, and Tegel gets a few more months. Berlin's summer holiday passenger numbers merit keeping the airport open over the summer after all. So now we have time to catch some last flights and enjoy Tegel's charms. Shaped like a hollow hexagon, it's tiny but mega efficient. Taxis stop inside the hexagon at the gate. Passengers can enter, check in, go through security, and board in just 30 meters. There's just one small hall with a handful of shops in the main terminal, making Tegel about flying, not shopping. In the 2000s, a temporary hangar was erected for additional passenger numbers, becoming Terminal C. But even here, things are kept simple and walkable. Tegel Airport was always about function, after all. In the early 20th century, the area was a military training ground and aviation center. The first version of the airport was built in 1948 in only 90 days to aid with the Allies' Berlin airlift. In the 1960s, Air France and Pan Am became bridges to a divided, occupied city that was essentially a western island behind the Iron Curtain. Passenger numbers grew, and young architects Meinhard von Gerkan and Johannes Mark won the 1965 competition for a new structure. The building was finished in 1974 and was immediately praised for its efficiency. Only after 1990 was Lufthansa allowed to land here, and while Tegel has always had the disadvantage of old-school runways limiting overseas connections and no landings after 11 p.m., its size and layout and sheer familiarity make it hard to beat for European city jaunts and business travelers. I should know, I was one of them, commuting to Vienna from Tegel every week for nearly 4 years. Often showing up just in time to board, I always appreciated the airport's wonderful ease, and I knew every shortcut, even some crew members. I didn't mind that its early glitz had long since faded, and seeing that little hexagon from above during the descent means I'm home. They say that Tegel, once it's closed, will become a technology and green energy hub, including commercial, nonprofit, and educational facilities, called Berlin TXL. New recreational parks and housing will go up in the surrounding forested area the airport was named after. They say, too, that the new airport will finally open almost a decade late. Really? Some of us secretly hope, or maybe not so secretly, that there's just still a little more time for Tegel as a city airport. If not, at least the three-letter tagline will remain here forever.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Kimberly Bradley for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.